addressing Americans, Zimbabweans, and other stakeholders at the Atlantic Council Center for African Affairs, Pastor Ivan Mawarire said he left Zimbabwe with a heavy heart.
My very presence in the United States is courtesy of citizen number one in Zimbabwe, who himself said people like Mawarire have no place in Zimbabwe and that he must leave. But that is my home, and nobody, absolutely nobody, including the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, can ban me or any other citizen from home for standing up for what we believe.
He said the tragedy is that Zimbabweans are being victimized for demanding that the government should address their needs. Pastor Mawarire added that at times when Zimbabweans make some demands, they are said to be driven by the West. He said this is far-fetched.
There's nothing Western-funded about that.
Yeah.
So mark my words, as this broadcast is happening right now, I will not be surprised if it shows up. So did you see him sitting with his funders? Well, hello funders, by the way. Get a chance to reach. It's good to meet the so-called funders.
Apart from that, the Minister of Religion noted that it is puzzling why the president has not yet fished out people in his government who allegedly looted $15 billion in potential diamond revenues.
Our government has failed to bring one person to account for a missing $15 billion. Do you know how much money that is? $15 billion. And you can arrest a guy that as a church of 48 people, you can arrest that guy and charge him. But you can't find a person amongst your own lieutenants that's responsible for that kind of money. So for us, we began to see that we have a case with the issues. Let's press the buttons of the issues.
He said all what Zimbabweans need are jobs to sustain their lives.
I loved seeing another campaign that was started in Zimbabwe by a group of students. And what they did is they took their graduation gowns and their graduation caps and they went onto the street and they were selling sweets and chocolates like vendors. And they were playing football in the middle of the city square, putting on their gowns to show that we are unemployed, to show that our government has caused the very gowns of knowledge to be a sign of wasted talent.
Pastor Mawarire further urged Zimbabweans to stage protests to ensure that they get their country back from the ruling ZANU-PF party.
It is my hope going forward that 6 June every single year from now on, without government's permission in Zimbabwe, will always be a day that the citizens will stay at home. Just to remind them who is in charge and who is in control.
He added that Zimbabweans have to fight for their own freedom, using the flag as a beacon for their struggle.
I am not a man of vast educational assumptions, but I do know when I'm hungry. But I do know when I can see that my future is being destroyed. And this one statement encapsulates how we started and how we carry on today. And it simply says this. It says, if we cannot cause the politician to change, then we must inspire the citizen to be bold. And that's our rallying cry, because all we have as citizens is each other. And we're discovering that our power is in our numbers. We're discovering that the tenacity that we had to ride through tough economic times must now be used to face our own government who won't listen to us. And all we have said is that they must be held accountable.
Pastor Mawarire noted that the struggle for freedom should continue even if he is out of the country.
The unity of Zimbabweans, we have achieved that. There is no question about that. Number two, the raising of voices by citizens. We've achieved that. So I really want to just say that we've already achieved our victory. If we were crushed today completely, if this thing died down today already, something has happened in Zimbabwe that people have seen that they can't unsee. We've seen it and we now know. And the government now knows that we now know that they now know that we now know. And I think for me, that's the special thing that has taken place.
Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Kip Stube.